Blog Talk Radio.
Good night. It is Rose, aka Hedaya. And tonight, I just want to give all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise to Father Yahweh for his goodness towards us, beloved. The word says, while we were yet sinners, that Yahushua, a Mashiach, died to save us. And that is such a wonderful thing for us to give all the praise and all the glory to Father Yahweh. So this evening, beloved, I pause and take this 30 minutes to acknowledge the Most High Yah and our Savior, Yahushua HaMashiach. And the title this evening says, let us sing unto Yah a new song? Why is there a question mark? I want to know, have you ever stopped to recognize, to acknowledge the work Father Yah is doing in your life? Or are you overlooking the smaller details because you're anticipating something bigger, something better? Today, for a moment, to praise Father Yah, let us pause to praise Him for the little blessings that we see manifest in our lives. Let everything go today. Let our wants and our desires and just simply praise them. Praise Him first and foremost for Yahushua HaMashiach, the appointed one, the anointed one, by whose stripes we are healed. So Father, as we come, we lay everything aside and lift up our voices on one accord. Father Yah, thank you for everything you've done. Thank you for everything that you're doing and everything that you will do. Hallelujah. Beloved, I'm going to go ahead and read Psalm 150, which says, let everything that has breath praise Yah. Praise Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Father, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for your goodness and thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for those who will hear the call this evening and be blessed by the call. And I pray, Father, that as we praise you, Father, that you're such a wonderful Father, that as we praise you this evening, Father, and as I pray that, Father, you will show up in our lives in a mighty and powerful way, like you're already doing and even will continue to do. So the word in Psalm 150 says, beloved, praise Yahweh. And I want to tell you, I'm reading from our son's student Bible. And it says here in the footnotes that Swan in this psalm is the Hebrew is Hallelujah. So Hallelujah. Also in, so beloved, we are praising Yah. Yahweh means the self-existent one. So that's pretty cool to know. That says praise Yah. Praise Elohim in his sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty heavens. Praise Him for His acts of power. Praise Him for His greatness. Praise Him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise Him with the harp and lyre. Praise Him with tambourine and dancing. Praise Him with the strings and flutes. Praise Him with the clash of cymbals. Praise Him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise Yah. Praise Yah. Let everything that has breath praise the Father. And this is what I want to do this evening. I just want to pause, beloved, and just acknowledge the Father for His goodness and acknowledge the Father because there's no one like Him. And there will never be. You're such a loving Father. You're such a great, gracious Father. He is our provider. Beloved, I choose to put my hope and my trust in Father Yah. That's who my help comes from. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to read Psalm 121, and I pray that you will be blessed by the hearing of these words. So Psalm 121 says, I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from Yah. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. Yah watches over you. Yah is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. Yah will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. Yah will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. Beloved, hear that in verse 7, that Yah will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. Beloved, today is the 8th of August, 2016. Last year, on this date, I was high-risk pregnant with our daughter, baby Praise, and I had not one but two aneurysms in my artery in the left part of my brain on this day last year and watched over my life. So this is my service to Father Yah. It's to sing unto him a familiar song. This is a familiar song. It's not new, because many went ahead of me and many will continue to sing this song. And it's simply to say, thank you, Father, for sparing my life. Thank you for watching over my life. Thank you for blessing me with family. The family is a gift, beloved. And you know it's a gift because some people do not have it. And they wish they had it. Say, he who keeps you will not slumber. He does not sleep, beloved. That's a wonderful thing. So I want to encourage you, beloved, that wherever you may be right now in this dispensation of time, no matter who may have given up on you, just rest assured, beloved, and know that Father Yah will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He's with you, and he promised to be with you until the end. So I just want to say thank you, Father. I just want to say thank you. I just want to say praise. I praise your name for your wonderful Father. Your wonderful Father, and I praise your name. Your wonderful Father, and I praise your name. I praise you for your giving us your Son who knew no sin to become sin for us. Beloved, like I said at the top of the show, that he became sin. The one who knew no sin became sin for you and for me and for those that will choose to accept the free gift of salvation. He became sin so that we may have the gift of eternal life, that we should tell of your deeds among the people, beloved. The Father has been good to us today. Today was, to me, a blessed day. I mean, every day is a blessed day, but today, as I felt tired today, so I know I didn't do much of anything, but the Father, he manifested his providence. He showed that he is my provider. There's only so much we could do, beloved. Beloved, Father Yah will provide. He will over deliver on his promises, beloved. Beloved, he will use whomever and whatever to bring his promises to pass in your life. And this is why, beloved, you need, I need to stop to recognize. We need to acknowledge the work Father Yah is doing in our lives. We need to zoom in on those little things, beloved, and not just wait for honor to give glory and to give praise. So with that being said, and knowing how wonderful the Father has been to me and to our family, and the fact that I am here today to speak on this radio show, knowing that I could have been given over to eternal sleep, I am here to say, according to Psalm 136, give thanks to Yah, for He is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Elohim of Elohims. His love endures forever. Give thanks to Yah of hosts. His love endures forever. To Him who alone does great wonders, His love endures forever. Who by His understanding made the heavens, His love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, His love endures forever. Who made the great light forever? The sun to govern the day, His love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, His love endures forever. To Him who struck down the firstborn of Egypt, His love endures forever. And brought Israel out from among them, His love endures forever. With a mighty hand and outstretched arm, His love endures forever. To Him who divided the Red Sea asunder, His love endures forever. And brought Israel through the midst of it, His love endures forever. And brought Israel through it, His love endures forever. But swept Pharaoh and his army into the Red Sea, His love endures forever. To Him who led His people through the desert, His love endures forever. Who struck down great kings, His love endures. Sion, king of the Amorites, His love endures forever. And Og, king of Bashan, His love endures forever. And gave their land as an inheritance, His love endures forever. An inheritance to His servant, and an inheritance to His servant Israel, His love endures forever. To the one who remembered us in our low estate, His love endures forever. And freed us from our enemies, Elohim of heaven, His love endures forever. Praise ye Yah, praise ye Yah. I praise you, Father Yah. I praise you, for you are an Elohim. You are an Elohim who answers us when we call. See, all the gods of the other nations are idols, but Father Yah created the heaven and the earth. And this is who I'm calling to. This is who I'm calling to. Father, I praise you. According to Psalm 140, praise ye Yah. Sing to Yah a new song. It's praise in the assembly of the saints. Let Israel rejoice in their Maker. Let the people of Zion be glad in their King. Let them praise His name with dancing and make music to Him with tambourine and harp. For Yah takes delight in His people. He crowns the humble with salvation, honor, and sings for joy on their beds Hallelujah. He crowns the humble with salvation. Let the saints rejoice in this honor and sing for joy on their beds. May the praise of Yah be in their mouth and a double-edged sword in their hand to inflict vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples, to bind their kings with fetters, their nobles with shackles of iron, to carry out the sentence written against them. Tis the glory of all his saints. Praise ye Yah. This is the glory of all his saints. Praise ye Yah. Beloved Father, you love us with this everlasting love. So let us sing unto you. Let us sing unto you with familiar song. Let us tell of his goodness, beloved. And let us praise him. Let us praise him. Praise his name. Let us extol him among the people. Beloved, he says that we should tell of his wonderful deeds, beloved, among the people. Beloved, let's put away complaining. Let's put away whining. Let's put away any and everything that is not walking in the power of the Holy Spirit of Father Yabeluach Akodesh. Let's put aside everything that could cause us to stumble, that could cause us to miss out on his presence in our lives, that will cause us to miss out on prayers being answered. Beloved, Psalm 135 said, praise ye Yah. Praise the name of Yah. Praise him, you servants of Yah. You who minister in the house of Yah, in the courts of the house of our Elohim. Praise Yah, for Yah is good. Sing praise to his name, for that is pleasant. For Yah has chosen Jacob, Israel, to be his treasured possession. I know that Yah is great, that Yahweh is greater than all gods. Yah does whatever pleases him in the heavens and on the earth. In the heavens and on the earth, in the seas and all their depths. He makes clouds rise from the ends of the earth. He sends lightning with the rain and brings out the wind from his storehouses. He struck down the firstborn of Egypt, the firstborn of men and animals. He sent his signs and wonders into your midst, O Egypt, against Pharaoh and all his servants. He struck down many nations and killed mighty kings. Sihon, king of the Amorites, Og, king of Bashan, kings of Canaan. And he gave their land as an inheritance to his people, Israel. Your name, O Yah, endures forever. Your renown, O Yah, through all generations. For Yah will vindicate his people and have compassion on his servants. The idols of the nations are silver and gold, made by the hands of men. They have mouths but cannot speak, eyes but they cannot see. They have ears but cannot hear, nor is their breath in their mouth. Those who make them will be like them, and so will all who trust in them. O house of Israel, praise ye Yah. O house of Aaron, praise ye Yah. O house of Levi, praise ye Yah. You who fear him, praise ye Yah. Praise be to Yah from Zion, to him who dwells in Jerusalem. Praise ye Yah. And this praise ye Yah, beloved, is saying,
Hallelujah. Excuse me, which Hallelujah. Here, Yah is the name
of the beloved. My prayer is whatever it is that the Father of bless you with today, that you will just pause to say thank you, Father. And you will just pause to tell someone of the wonderful goodness the Father has bestowed upon you. And maybe you don't feel, beloved, like you received something today. And I understand. I understand the mirror, beloved. And are you able to see yourself standing, staring back at you? Beloved, touch your face. Touch your face, beloved. Are you able to feel yourself? Are you able to feel your face, beloved? Blink your eyes, beloved. Are you able to see? Are you able to smell? Are you able to taste? Are you able to hear, beloved? Beloved, that's what the Father has done for you and for me today. He has blessed us with the gift of life. And beloved, as temporary as this body may be, beloved, as temporary as this world may be, I would like to encourage you, beloved, that there is a life to come, born again. Those who are born of the Spirit of Yah and born of water. Beloved, when Yahushua HaMashiach was on earth, he taught the disciples that he taught those who came to him that were given to him by the Father to repent. Because the kingdom of Yah is near. Turn away from our wicked ways and seek the Father, and to turn our hearts fully to him, beloved. And he will forgive us, beloved. He will cleanse us. He will heal us from all unrighteousness, beloved. By my name will humble themselves and pray to me and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, that he will hear us from heaven, and he will forgive our sins, and he will cleanse us, beloved, of our unrighteousness, and he will heal our land. So, beloved, let's give thanks for being alive today. Let us also give thanks, knowing that when we push you up, when we choose the ways of Yah, when we choose to obey his commandments, when we choose to love him with all our heart, with all our might, with all our soul, when we choose to be baptized in the name of his son, Yahushua HaMashiach, and allow his Holy Spirit, his Holy Ruach, to dwell within us, beloved, we have the gift, the free gift of life eternal. So, Father, I just want to praise you for the gift of eternal life. I want to praise you for that person that heard this prayer to humble themselves, Father, and to cry out for deeper knowledge, for deeper wisdom, for deeper understanding. Because the fear of Yah is the beginning of wisdom. And knowledge of you, Father, is understanding. So, Father, I just want to praise you for that person. And I just pray that you will wrap that person, Father. And I pray that you will hold that person, Father, your love. Send help, Father. Send encouragement. Send peace. and life. Yahushua is our peace. Thank you, Father, Yahushua, their life. We thank you, Father, Yah. Thank you, Father, Yah. Go before our family. Father, I pray for family this evening. Pray that you cover the families under the blood of Yahushua, HaMashiach. Pray that you cover the family under the blood of Yahushua.
Bless you.